This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of local people and some aid workers scrambled to flee the Congolese city of Goma on Thursday after officials said a second volcanic eruption could hit with little or no warning. 31 people were killed on Saturday evening when one of the world's most active volcanoes erupted, sending a wall of orange lava streaming towards the lakeside city of about 2 million people, destroying 17 villages on the way. The lava stopped just 300 meters short of Goma's airport, the main hub for aid operations in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Much of the city was spared, but hundreds of earthquakes have since destroyed buildings and opened cracks in the earth. Many people Thursday headed out of town on foot with huge bundles on their heads. The United Nations says houses abandoned last weekend have been looted. Around 3,000 houses were destroyed in Saturday's volcanic eruption, and more than 20,000 people left homeless. At least 40 people are still missing. Israel's recent barrage of deadly airstrikes on Gaza might be war crimes, the UN rights chief said Thursday, adding she has seen no evidence the attacked buildings were used for military purposes. Michelle Bachelet voiced deep concern about the surge in deadly violence earlier this month between Israelis and Palestinians while addressing a special session of the United Nations Human Rights Council. The health ministry in Gaza says Israeli airstrikes and artillery fire killed 253 Palestinians, including 66 children, and wounded more than 1,900 people in 11 days of conflict. Bachelet called on Hamas and all armed groups to refrain from the use of indiscriminate rockets and mortars. This is VOA News.